Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, and thank you for tuning in once again to Issues Concerning Women. I am your host, Francine Allen Humphrey, and I look forward to speaking with you every Thursday night at 8:30 p.m. So tell a friend so that they can join us on the air. I am so excited about everything that God is doing in my life. At this particular time, it is my season, and I want to share it with you. If you would like to contact me, my telephone number is 757-567-6734. Go to my website, issuesconcerningwomen.com, and that's www.issuesconcerningwomen.com. We'll be more than happy to contact you and network with you because I love to network. You can join me on Facebook under Francine Humphrey. So I hope you've had a wonderful, terrific Thursday. I have some exciting information I'm going to share with you tonight. And if you get your pencils and paper ready, we are ready to get started. I am talking tonight about stress. And the one thing that we have to always remember anytime we're in a business or in our careers or in our personal relationships is always about achieving excellence. That's what we're after. That's our main goal. That's what we want to do, become more effective in our businesses and becoming better people. So tonight we're going to focus on reducing our stress. Now, stress in itself is not harmful, but it can seriously affect those who react badly to it. To improve your effectiveness as a manager or a boss or in your career, you must be able to recognize your limits and take action to reduce stress when it threatens your performance. Now, stress is also known as the silent killer, because a lot of times you just don't realize how stressed out you really are. It does affect your mood. It does affect the way that you respond to people. It affects the way that you act. So please be mindful and learn the warning signs of being stressed out. We're going to talk about recognizing the signs. So hopefully you'll be able to get these down. And if you miss anything that I'm talking about tonight, just be sure to give me a call after this show. Recognizing the signs of stress. Everyone reacts to stress differently, but it may manifest itself in physical symptoms such as skin complications or digestive problems. You may feel irritable and run down. Work can become obsessive, and nervous problems can result in depression, anxiety, or other psychological disorders. Look out for warning signs and tackle stress before it comes debilitating. So what you have to learn how to do is to know that you're stressed, be able to identify that you're stressed, and coping with the stress. Deal with stress positively by seeking support from superiors, close friends, colleagues, and prioritize your workload. And especially when you're in a high-demand job, if you are a business owner, if you're just starting out in your business, or if you're in the management position, you work long hours. And your long hours sometimes can cause you great problems. You don't eat when you're supposed to, and you get frustrated, and this is when you start to get stressed out. Now, another thing you must do is analyzing your personality. Research has shown that certain types of people are more prone to stress and its byproducts, such as heart disease. If you are an ambitious boss or manager who is extremely competitive, fast in thought and speech and in action, committed, impatient, and pressed for time, you are likely to be a type A personality. And you are definitely at risk from stress. If you are more placid, you are less at risk and classed as type B. Type A personalities may also be tense, egotistical, who lack self-control, or are quick to anger. If you fit the type A pattern, modify your behavior to reduce the chances and calm down your emotions and take over the stress. Don't let the stress take over you. You have to learn how to discuss personal problems with a wise listener. You have to know who you can go to, who you can talk to, so that you can diffuse the anxieties by listing possible things that are on your mind, by initiating that conversation with somebody that you admire, like a mentor or a person in a higher position than you, cutting back on your long hours. So you really want to be able to identify your personality type. So we're going to read through a couple of questions and see if you can recognize yourself. The closer you are to type A personality, you can reduce your stress levels by adopting the opposite. If you're type A, so what you want to do is know that you're type A, be able to identify it, and then be able to change it. And if you're a type B behavior, you want to walk and eat better and slow down and become more effective. Do you feel a constant pressure to get things done? Are you often competing against the clock? Are you always in a hurry? Do you make decisions quickly? Do you get restless and impatient without being idle? Are you the person that speaks fast? You always arrive on time. You're always thinking about and doing several things all at one time. You move, walk, and eat rapidly. You often get impatient. You see yourself as ambitious. And your conversation displays brisk and impatient body movements, taut facial muscles, fist clenching, explosive and hurried speech patterns, or a lack of bodily relaxation. Now, the things that I just talked about are primarily type A personalities. Because why? Because you're never slowing down. You're constantly moving. You're constantly being in that fast pace. So now you have to learn how to be a type B personality. You have to learn how to slow down. You have to learn how to be more relaxed. You have to learn how to talk a little bit slower. You have to learn these behaviors and change the pattern that you're used to. Now, when you're trying to handle your anxiety, you must not be anxious about it, because it's going to cause unpleasant experience. It can have a perfectly understandable cause if you're hurried or if you're anxious, because sometimes you have deadlines and things that you have to do. Sometimes you need a merger or reorganizations, for instance, may threaten your job or your powers. Threats produce anxiety, but what action can you take to remove the threat? In the above examples, almost certainly none would prevent you from being anxious, because, again, you're feeling threatened, your job is in jeopardy, or your business is about to be taken over by another company. All of these things are going to cause you stress. So you have to figure out what can you do, analyze the reasons, and get things done. Avoid listening to rumors and think positively. After all, the threat may not even materialize, in which case you have made yourself feel awful for nothing. Whatever the cause of the anxiety, identify that cause, develop a plan for removing the cause if possible, and or form a contingency plan to cope. Occupying yourself with the three-part formula will loosen anxiety anyway and could make it wholly unnecessary. So what we just discussed is you're anxious about things that you have no control over. If they're going to have a merger in your company and you don't own the company, you have no control over that. And that's another thing. If you're the CEO, then, of course, you have all the powers that be, so you're going to have control over it. But maybe you're being forced to merge with another company or join forces with another business to keep your business going. So you have to make good decisions that are going to affect your life, not only your life, but those of the people around you, those of your employees. Now, if this is your job and you're in the management position, of course you can input what you think might be a better solution besides a merger or besides losing jobs in your company. But always be someone who is thinking about not just yourself, but everyone on your team. Be a team player. And another thing you have to do is analyze reasons for procrastination and face them squarely. Then set yourself a deadline for action. Because a lot of times we procrastinate about things. We know things are going to happen, and we know we have the deadlines, but we wait until the last minute. I know I'm guilty of that myself at times. So I have things that I want to do. I will put a time frame on what I'm supposed to do, and a lot of times I will let a day or two go by before I actually begin to take action. So that's procrastination, when I should be working on it constantly and daily. And this way, I'm tackling all the things I need to tackle. I'm not as anxious, and I won't have things that are so difficult facing me. And, you know, it's easy to procrastinate, but this habit, which is all but universal, can increase your stress in two ways. First, you may feel guilty about leaving the task undone, and second, you are building up stressful time pressure for the future. Procrastination itself is a symptom of stress. For example, a decision may involve taking a risk or a necessary action, let's say firing someone, and it may loom overhead. Your reaction to these stresses may be able to delay the evil hour. That is bad stress management. You will still have to grab the bull by the horns and will pass more stressful hours or days before you do so. So what you need to do is you need to do it now so that you won't cause yourself all of that stress. We want to learn, again, how to achieve excellence and to be more effective, but we want to do it in a way that is positive. We want to make some positive changes. If you just tuned into the show, this is Issues Concerning Women. I'm your host, Francine Humphrey. Today we're talking about stress, how we can overcome stress, what stops us from doing what we need to do, and what personality types we are. We want to get excited about challenges in a positive manner. So when we're faced with things, we're able to do what we need to do, get it done in a timely manner, make our timelines, and do things differently. We have to change. And we, when we're using positive thoughts, we have to increase our thoughts, increase our ability to be more effective. Using stress positively. Now, this is a cause that can, a crisis can come out of the blue or build up over months. It can affect everyone in an organization or me or the entire personnel. But it's important not to allow yourself to slump into despair. In fact, you can turn the stress of a crisis to your advantage. Because stress raises your levels of endorphin, you can harness the extra energy to resolve the emergency successfully, if that is feasible. Begin by assessing what can actually be done and whether the crisis can be cured. Then start on a no-holds-barred effect to recover from the disaster. You will benefit from the healthy stress of constructive achievement under pressure. Now, handling confrontation, that's another form of stress. So what did I just say? You need to get excited about the challenges in a positive manner, but you also need to handle things now. Go ahead and confront them. In confronting situations, it is vital to control your own stress levels. The higher these levels rise, the less likely you are to be able to control the decision. Slow down your breathing, calm down the situation, and concentrate on what you want to achieve. And another thing you have to do is find relaxation methods that suit you. You have to use them. You have to learn how to relax. We're doing something different now. We're getting excited about the challenges in a positive manner. We're letting go of some of that stress. We're able to cope with the situation at hand. We're going to handle it easily at first by confronting it head on. We're not going to let it linger and not do anything about it for days and days until it comes to the point where we have to do something about it. And now it's a high-stress situation. And this is not good for anyone, not at all. The next thing we have to do is learn how to relax. And, of course, we want to be, again, more effective. We want to be achieving excellence and thinking about how we're going to ease the tensions, how we're going to move forward with this process of not procrastinating, how are we going to be the best bosses and the best managers that we can be in our organizations and in our companies. And we can do this by learning to relax. The more effectively you rest, the better you use your energies. And everybody knows if you don't get a good night's sleep, you're not going to be on point in the morning that you need to be, especially if it's to be to work early in the morning. Now, few people, however, make positive use of daytime rest, even though that is one of the best means of controlling stress. Make more time during the day to get rid of things that are bothering you and stressful emotions, and to substitute relaxed, calm feelings, to learn techniques that are going to help you to take away the high stress level. Many techniques are available, from deep breathing to yoga. What they have in common is mental concentration on non-stressful thoughts and exertion of self-control over your emotions and the body. The most useful techniques are those that can be applied anytime, anywhere, such as the relaxation exercises that I'm going to tell you about. Because what you want to do is ease the tension, especially around your head and your shoulders, because if you work at a desk, you work at a computer, what do? You slump over. And now they have these wonderful chairs that make you sit upright, but, of course, we still slide to the edge for some reason, and we slump our shoulders over. I remember when I went to get a massage, and, you know, I was laid out on a table, and I was in the correct position, and the masseuse came in, and she was like, "Oh, my Lord, you're so tense. You need to relax your shoulders." And I'm, like, trying to relax, and she's pushing my shoulders down, and they're coming back up. Why? Because I'm so tense, because I'm so focused on what I'm doing, and I get in that position because I'm working hard, and I'm concentrated on what I'm doing. I'm on the computer. I'm getting things done. And I sit in that position so long that it's hard for those muscles to actually relax and become intense. I mean, she really had to work on my shoulders for quite a long time, even to the point where I actually dozed off. It just felt so good. Finally, once she got the adrenaline going and those muscles started to move around and relax and get intense. So it was a great experience. I do recommend getting massages. If you can't get a full body one, go to the mall and get your chair massage, and they have these places in the mall now where you can just sit there for, you know, on your lunch break and get you a massage. Please do that for yourself, because you want to ease that tension. And I'm going to give you a few tips that are going to help you. Let your head roll back and forth and place your fingers around your collarbone. And when you do that, you roll your head, let it fall back, and move it from side to side. And keep repeating this several times. And you know how to massage your shoulders and your collarbone. Do that while you're at your office, because this is going to loosen you up. And also do the shoulder roll. You know, roll it to the back and roll it to the front. I find that helps me a lot. Some people are able to move their head from side to side and crack the bones in their neck. They say it doesn't hurt you. I'm not sure. I'm not a doctor, so you would need to see a doctor about that if you're that person that does those particular techniques. The other thing I want to talk about is relaxing at home. Now, relaxation is a technique that can easily be learned. You take the time out to enjoy a regular period of relaxation from your busy daily routine. You find a quiet spot in the house, place a rug or mat on the floor with a cushion, then lie down and begin the exercise. Now, these exercises are just pretty simple and basic. And what you need to do, first of all, you need to do a good stretch. And that stretch everything, your legs, your arms, you know, your back, your head from side to side. And sit down or lie in a comfortable position with your eyes closed. Concentrate your inner attention on the fixed image or point. Try the point between or above your eyebrows. So what you want to do is have deep concentration, inner thought. You want to deeply relax your muscles one by one. Start with the feet and work up the legs to the abdomen, chest, shoulders, neck, and face. Let your jaw muscles become loose. Now, first of all, you're probably thinking, how do I do that? How do you do that? When you're laying down on the floor, and this is a great yoga position, once you stretched out, lay on the floor, and just lay straight out on your mat or your rug and let your feet just dangle to the side. If the left one goes to the left, that's fine. The right one goes to the right, that's fine. If they both go forward, that's fine. But just let them relax. And you think mentally, I am relaxed. And you continue to breathe in and out, in and out. Then as you're doing that, concentrate on another part of your body. Deep relax your muscles one by one. Again, you're going to start with the feet, and you're going to work your way up to the legs. Okay, as you let your, you're going to feel yourself like drifting. Keep your eyes closed, and you're drifting away all the tension in your body. You're going to go up to your abdomen, continue to breathe in and out, slow breaths. Breathing is so important. Your chest, your shoulders, relax your shoulders. Let them fall flat on the floor. Just go right into it. Hold your hands out. Let your hands drop. Let your neck release itself. Feel it, the pressure of your shoulders like you're pressing them into the floor. Just continue to concentrate. Concentrate on your breathing, passing deeply, easily, and naturally through the nose, silently repeating the words one every time you breathe out. So you're going to breathe in, and you're going to breathe out. And you're going to do this slow. Allow yourself to relax completely. Let everything go. Keep your eyes completely closed. Allow yourself to relax totally. If music helps, have it playing softly. Conjure up images of warm climates and try to imagine your body being warmer and heavier. Continue for 10 to 20 minutes. If you fall asleep or doze, it doesn't matter. You are still relaxing. You're going to breathe through your nose. Lie in a comfortable position. Like I said, you lay straight on the floor, on your mat, and just let your body relax. This is the most important yoga position that I've learned. I love yoga. I've been doing it for quite a few months now. It really relaxes your body. It helps you throughout the day. And especially if you're the kind of person that is really tense and intense, and you have situations where you're under a lot of pressure, and especially being in management and owning your own business, you're under a lot of pressure day after day after day to get things done, to meet those deadlines. This particular yoga position, when you land on the floor, you know, just continue to do that and keep breathing. When you want to get up from your yoga technique, what you're going to do is take a deep, heavy breath, one deep breath, rub your hands together to wake yourself up, and now you're going to rub your hands over your face like you're washing your face. Now you're waking yourself back up. Do it slowly. Enjoy it. Enjoy it. Enjoy it. Do it slowly. Then you're going to, once you wake your face up, you know, you're going to sit up straight. You're going to cross your legs Indian style. And you're going to put your hands together in prayer. And you're going to take another breath. And you're going to bow your head. And that's the end of that relaxation technique. Now, this is wonderful to relieve stress. You can do this anytime, even if you're not stressed. I just like to do it when I am feeling a little bit of pressure about something, and not necessarily a stressful situation. I just enjoy letting my body go, letting it all go, letting everything go, no thoughts in my head whatsoever, concentrating only on me, being healthy, being stronger. And you're going to see a difference in the way that you sit, the way that you talk, because you, once you start doing the breathing techniques, and they're really easy, all you really have to do to learn them is breathe in and out. Don't ever hold a breath. And especially when you're trying to exercise, you always breathe in and out. When you get up in the morning, if you don't have time to do a full exercise routine and you know you're going to have a stressful day, just stand up, breathe in and out. Breathe in. Close your eyes and concentrate on your body. Just let your head go from side to side. This is another routine that you can do at home before you even get out in the morning. I do this every single day. Why? Because I'm constantly communicating with my voice and through the telephone conversations, and I'm constantly on the computer, constantly I'm writing, so I'm in a certain position. When you can take the time to really relax your mind, body, and soul, it is a wonderful, wonderful experience. You will have a much better day. You will be less irritable. You will get a lot more things done. And let's say you're at the office and you can't lie on the floor because people are going to think you're nuts. You can do the same thing in the chair. Just sit in the chair. You close your eyes. You imagine yourself in some lovely place. If you love water, Hawaii, or on a cruise ship, somewhere just that you want to be on the beach. Some people like the beach in the wintertime. So if this is what you like, just put yourself in a relaxing place, a place where you can drift off, and you do the same thing that you would do on the floor, but you do it in the chair. You let your feet relax. If you can, close your door and seclude yourself, you know, if you're at your office. And then you imagine the relaxation coming from the tip of your toes, up your legs, same thing, to your abdomen, to your chest. Continue to breathe in and out through your nose and just let your head fall. And again, you may fall asleep because your body sometimes, it just lets you know, hey, I needed that release. I needed to ease that tension. You know, I have loved the research that I've done about achieving excellence in our business and our careers and our jobs, and I love sharing it with you. If you would like to get in touch with me, I am available for speaking engagements. You can call me at 757-567-6734. You can email me at my personal direct email, cinedesign@aol.com. Go to my website, www.issuesconcerningwomen.com, and that's issuesconcerningwomen.com. You can join us every Tuesday night. We got something going on for the women. We do women's Bible study, and we're learning so much about the women in the Bible and how it applies to our everyday lives. If you missed our teleclass last Tuesday night, and we're on every Tuesday night for the Bible study, and we're on at 8 o'clock, and we're usually done by 9. We were in the book of Luke, chapter 2, verses 36 to 38, and our woman of the Bible was Anna. Now, she was a widow woman, and she had been married only for a short period of time, like 7 years, and then she was a widow for the rest of her life until the day she passed away. She never remarried. So if you get an opportunity to read that scripture, it's wonderful. It talks about the five fruits and the love and the peace and the understanding that we must have when we communicate with each other. And I'm so excited about what God is doing in my life, in my business, and in my career. I'm so excited about where Issues Concerning Women is going. I have a new contact in New York City. Denise is her name, and she is the owner of Expectation Spa. So I'm really excited about having her come on the show before the end of the month. And her name, I think her last name is Henley, Denise Henley, and if I'm pronouncing it. And I'm going to have her come on, and she is all about what we just talked about relaxation. She has an excellent program where she comes out, and she has a group of ladies get together, and she does the body massage and the makeup and face makeover and skin analysis, and oh, it's just wonderful. You would just love her. So I'm going to have her on soon. Be able to get on before the end of the month, and these before the end of this year. So I'm going to have her on, but I'm looking forward to that. So please stay tuned to Issues Concerning Women. We have so much to talk about, ladies. Please contact me. I know that I've been getting emails, and if I don't respond right away, it's not because I don't love you and I don't care about you. It's because I have so much going on, but I will try to get around to everybody. Thank you for your email questions. Thank you for saying that you love Issues Concerning Women. We love you, too. You want to contact me, again, the telephone number is 757-567-6734. I'm in Virginia Beach, Virginia, but you can reach me from anywhere in the world through email, cinedesign@aol.com. Or you can go to the website, www.issuesconcerningwomen.com. I have enjoyed this immensely. I look forward to all the new contests that we're going to make. I would like to have an issue concerning women spokesperson in every city. I know you're out there, ladies, and we need to get together and get something going for 2011. I love you. Take care. Have a blessed week. I'll see you next Thursday night at 8:30. Bye-bye.